Changes in healthcare are coming to Arkansas. Healthcare reform passed in Washington, D.C. earlier this year, and it will drastically change wide portions of how healthcare is delivered. Yesterday afternoon, Arkansas Surgeon General Joe Thompson spent nearly an hour discussing the possible changes during a luncheon at the Fayetteville Town Center, sponsored by the Fayetteville Forward Health Action Group. The rest of this week on Ozarks at Large, we'll hear some of what he had to say. Today, how we got where we are and why serious discussion has to take place over the next few years in Arkansas to decide what to do by the time full health care reform plan is law in 2014. Tomorrow, some nuts and bolts numbers about the uninsured population in Arkansas. And Friday, how Dr. Thompson thinks we need to change some of our own attitudes toward health care. Dr. Joe Thompson was appointed to the cabinet-level position of Arkansas Surgeon General by Republican Governor Mike Huckabee and retained by Democrat Governor Mike Beebe. He's a practicing pediatrician at Children's Hospital in Little Rock, a professor in both the Colleges of Medicine and Public Health at the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences. He has had many reasons to study the approaching changes in health care.
I'll tell you at the outset, it is a disruption. It is a disruptive act. It destabilizes everybody, the insurance companies, the hospitals, the providers, the employers, families.
But Dr. Thompson told the audience, disruption on its own doesn't mean good or bad. It just means it's going to change the way things are done.
And I think the important thing is to say our healthcare system has never been stable in its existence, so it was always changing. So this is a disruption that gives us an opportunity to make change happen for the good. Or if we don't fully engage, let change happen that takes us in a less good direction.
Dr. Thompson joked early that his first priority should be to place the state's politicians in canoes on the Buffalo River and keep them there until they had agreed on Arkansas's approach in the next 2 years to the coming changes in health care policies. After his presentation, he took a more serious tone, explaining the bill is law and there is time for Arkansas's lawmakers to construct a plan so most of the changes can benefit the state if, he says, political posturing can be shelved.
I think it has to happen. I mean, the politicians that are arguing for repeal of the Health Care Reform Act don't have an alternative. The system that we had was falling apart. This represents an opportunity for change. I think the federal government never fully implements a program. It's always state or local communities that have to pick it up and make good things happen with it. And I think the baton is going to be transferred to the state of Arkansas to make something happen that is good for the citizens across the state. We can drop the baton and something bad could happen, but if we grab hold of it well and we sprint quickly, I think we can make good things happen.
Arguments with signs and slogans attract attention, but do little to seriously advance the discussion over what healthcare should or could be. An understanding of healthcare's history and how the system developed over the past century is essential to that discussion, Dr. Thompson says. The United States is the only country in the world, he says, that relies on employers to provide health insurance.
Every other developed country in the world has a different system. That actually our employers today are competing against employers that operate in those different systems. Why did this happen? It's because in World War II, when all of our soldiers, millions, were overseas fighting, it wasn't fair for them to be risking their lives while people who stayed here and were working because of the manufacturing pressures were getting raises and making more and more money. So the U.S. government put a wage freeze across the nation, said you can't give a raise. Our employers, which are pretty savvy, said, well, I can't give a raise, but this health insurance benefit doesn't cost much. All we have is penicillin. Let me give you a health insurance benefit. And that's what took us down a path which makes our nation totally different from every other developed country that we compete with because of our reliance on our employer sector to provide coverage.
The Hill-Burton Act, passed by Congress a few years later, gave low-income loans to hospitals so they could build. With the agreement, they would treat everyone without regard to ability to pay. In 1965, Medicare and Medicaid were created to help elderly and aid the poor. Just 7 years ago, prescription drugs were added to Medicare. Dr. Thompson lined up these developments and other changes in the country's healthcare approach for a reason.
So I put this up here to show you our system has never been fixed. We've always been changing it. And about every 10 to 15 years, starting with Eisenhower, and then Kennedy, who had Medicare, Medicaid passed, and then Nixon, and then Clinton, and now the Obama administration, they tried to add an improvement.
Matching healthcare reality to healthcare desires in the U.S. is a historically tricky thing. Almost every discussion or argument, Dr. Thompson says, revolves around what he calls the iron triangle. People want three things from healthcare: high quality care, accessibility, and an affordable price. The reality, he says, is two out of three, very possible. Devising a plan with all three, very difficult. In Arkansas, a state with a lower median income than almost any other in the country, providing health care to everybody has been especially tough. In the past 8 years, the average insurance premium for a family of four in Arkansas has nearly doubled from just over $6,000 a year to close to $11,500 a year. Over that same time span, the employer-employee percentage paid for health insurance has remained roughly the same, about 27% taken care of by the individual, the rest by the employer. But the overall cost has gone up for both employer and employees dramatically.
So we've had our employers say, I can't afford to continue to pay this. We've had families say, I can't afford to continue to pay this. We haven't had incomes rising this much, and we haven't had our employers making more money this much. So what happens? Either employers or families say, I just can't afford to continue to pay this.
This equation means the median household in Arkansas, earning about $37,000 a year, is paying about 10% of take-home pay on insurance, or dropping health insurance altogether. Dr. Joe Thompson, Arkansas Surgeon General, says many of those people may never be able to get back into an insurance plan, at least not at an affordable rate, or with a plan that covers serious pre-existing conditions.
Socially and morally, we think people ought to be able to buy health insurance and then have the problems that they have taken care of. But that is not the insurance business model. Let me tell you, you don't get to buy car insurance after you wreck your car. Okay? You don't get to buy homeowner's insurance after the tree falls on your house or lightning strikes. But we think about health insurance as you should be able to buy it and then have it take care of you, even if you've got a pre-existing condition or you have a history or a previous illness that you are not insured for when you come in. So we have to solve this issue that the way insurance works and the way we think about health insurance are different. Because the business model has gone down the path of doing what insurance does. If you've got a pre-existing condition, that shouldn't be part of what we cover. If you are, you know, having symptoms, then you shouldn't then go buy insurance to have it taken care of. It should be for something that happens in the future, not something you know of in the past. So insurance companies have put lifetime caps, different insurance companies in different ways, some more aggressively, some less so. Pre-existing conditions, they exclude things that people are not, or that they have had a previous illness for. And not all insurance companies do the same, but enough do it that it raised the concern of individuals about how our insurance market's going to work. And we have enough people that have lost insurance that now are worried they can't get back in. And we have a number of people that still have insurance that are worried they're not going to be able to afford it next year.
So history, rising costs, and our own expectations about healthcare have brought us to a certain point in the early 21st century. Now, over the course of the next few years, things will change again. Tomorrow on Ozarks at Large, more from Dr. Joe Thompson on the impact of healthcare reform on the state. Arkansas, Dr. Thompson says, has about 500,000 uninsured people, most of them between the ages of 19 and 64. Most have full-time jobs or are married to somebody with a full-time job. What healthcare reform might mean to many of those 500,000 uninsured Arkansans over the next few years, that's discussed tomorrow on Ozarks at Large.